Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amadeus Show, episode 609, The Importance of No. So it's the kind of end of the evening here for me on Wednesday, the 16th of February, 2023. It's been a very full day, very few full days. And one of the reasons it's been so busy is while I'm tending to my normal work, my writing, my actual jobs of being a musician and being a band leader and all of that, I also find myself extraordinarily kind of booked by things I promised people I care about and projects they asked me to do or I did as a favor to them, which I'm happy to do because, you know, these people I work with, I really do enjoy doing things for them and with them. But it occurred to me that the biggest part of my stress about this stuff was things that I had agreed to take on for free and didn't affect my bottom line at all. And I realized that in the past, I've had many experiences with being able to fill up a ton of time and do a lot of really good work and not get any financial remuneration for it. And it basically took my focus away from the things that were driving the bottom line, the thing that was actually pushing my career forward. Now, this might not be as applicable to some of the people here who do art more as a passion than a direct living, but I think it does still apply because ultimately we're talking about time. It's the only thing we don't have back. And while I love doing things for people that I care about, and I would do anything I could for them, there becomes a time where I have to look at what I'm doing, what I'm trying to accomplish, look at my projects, and remind myself of something that I have had to learn many times over, that the word no is important. The word no is a definition. The way you use it is how you sculpt your experience, how you sculpt your life. And there's certain things like me trying to be no stress as much as possible. You know, just different things you say no to. For instance, I say no to being a member of any hate groups. I mean, that's just a thing for me. Call me crazy. But I think the defining power of no, and then the very sharply, very judicious use of the word yes, is something that I always need to kind of be calibrating and taking a balance on. And just today, it really became clear to me that I will have to start wielding my no's and yeses a little bit more carefully moving forward in the future. I will happily have all these things done, and we'll do my, you know, what I've committed to do. But it does eventually become more and more difficult when all I'm doing is favors for people, which I want to do because I care about them, but it gives me very little time to complete my actual work in the world. Anyway, this is just a thought that I'm kind of dealing with right now as I'm getting ready to head to bed, and I figured it might be useful to some people who listen to this show. So, if you have had any experience with that, if you found me on social media, send me a message about it. If you want to, you can find me, Michael Amadeus. Just look for the guy in the cowboy hat. That's me. You can also look me up at michaelamadeus.com. But until next time, which will be tomorrow, remember to keep living authentically, keep living courageously, and keep living creatively. All right, I'm going to go sleep. Have a great night, and I will see you tomorrow.